Hello and welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. And today's question is social media ruining TV? Martin, can you really enjoy TV while looking at a second screen?
Well, it certainly makes watching TV a very difficult task when you're trying to read a stream of tweets at the same time. But it certainly can make watching a show, well, it supplements it, doesn't it? You get an additional commentary from people. One of my favourite experiences of this was during the 2010 election debates from the leaders in the UK elections. And some of the comments, I mean, one tweet that always stood out in my mind and it got retweeted far and wide was when they first came out, the three of them stood there at the podiums and it said, "This is the worst Kraftwerk gig ever." And it was just something that really tickled me at that time. And from then on, just the jokes and the observations from people, it really did enhance the experience.
I know I'm a social media marketer and I maybe shouldn't say this, Martin, but there's some shows that I have decided I don't want to look at my social media during. Things like Formula One or a football match. I find that I spend too long looking at my screen. When I look at my screen and I'm too busy engaging with people on social media, I lose that being into the sport. It's like my engagement level's gone. If I'm not concentrating on what's on the screen all the time, I can't really lose myself in it because I've got some blowing tweet popping up and annoying me and getting in the way.
Yeah, I've turned Twitter off during Formula One and during the European Championships as well. I just couldn't do it. I found the same thing. I spent 20 minutes reading tweets and the next thing you know, I've missed a goal or looked up and someone's been sent off. So yeah, no, I absolutely agree. However, there are some things that it does complement. So, you know, I'm a big mixed martial arts UFC fan. During the live events, there's a hashtag MMA UK chat. And that is fantastic. But the thing with MMA is rounds are 5 minutes and you get a minute break. So you can just send a quick tweet in between rounds or in between fights. And that does, we have a real community of people tweeting on that hashtag. Because I think mixed martial arts lends itself to that sort of interaction.
It's interesting that you tweet inside the break. I find the only program I actually enjoy tweeting during is X Factor. And I suspect it's because it's rubbish. My wife makes me sit down and watch X Factor, and to kill time during it, I tweet about what's going on and I get entertained. And I wonder whether that's the barometer. The more rubbish the programme, the better it is to tweet on it. The more you tweet on a programme, it proves how rubbish it is.
Well, I find myself tweeting during England games sometimes, so maybe...
That says everything.
I think there is something to be said, though, for the second screen, and I think it's something that marketers in particular are becoming more aware of. That people now are consuming media, they're watching a film, they're watching a live event, but they're also talking about that. And I think businesses should be aware of, or media bodies generally should be aware of this. I think there's opportunities there for businesses, but also they have to tread carefully because people don't want to be spammed in their Twitter timeline, for instance.
I wonder as well, though, whether people will get so used to being able to look at social media during TV programmes that the demands on programme makers will become so much higher because they've got to try and keep your engagement through the whole thing. But at the moment, they seem to mark their success rate by how much social media activity is surrounding a programme. Well, surely that's a failure rate.
Yeah, it certainly could be seen as that. But then again, it's all that, you know, if there's a lot of buzz surrounding your TV show. I mean, just taking it back to mixed martial arts again, there are some breakthrough moments in entertainment history where people will turn to their tweets or their Facebook accounts or whatever it might be and say, wow, this is amazing. And mixed martial arts had a breakthrough moment in 2004 2005 where people were ringing each other up saying, this is a great event, you've got to turn in, you've got to watch it, and it brought a lot of new people to the sport. Now I think a lot of shows, if they have that breakthrough moment where all of a sudden Twitter starts going mad for it, it can be really beneficial.
What do you think? Do you think social media is ruining TV? Have your say on our website, statussocial.com.